Mark Levin, The Last People I Want Playing Dr. R. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. By Jeff Poor on February 28, 2020. Thursday on Fox News, conservative talker Mark Levin criticized Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for their attacks on President Donald Trump regarding his administration's handling of the coronavirus. Levin, the author of On Freedom of the Press, explained how policies supported by Schumer, Pelosi and other Democrats were bad for overcoming the threats posed by the virus. Transcript as follows. Mark Levin, well, I watch this and I realize there's an awful lot of stupid people on TV, quite frankly. But the last people I want playing doctor with me or the American people would be Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They attacked the President of the United States. Not one negative word for the dictator of China, the way they mishandled this entire thing. In fact, you got Bloomberg out there praising China. You got Thomas Friedman with 1,200 Pulitzer Prizes and the New York Times praising China. Are they praising China now? There's been no CDC cuts. There's been increases. It's time to get the facts out. Certain individuals have been quarantined by this president. First time in over a half century the U.S. government has done that. The White House Coronavirus Task Force was appointed over a month ago. The president temporarily suspended entry into the U.S. I put this list together, by the way, of foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the coronavirus. Now, what have the Democrats done during this period of time? The Democrats, from January 16 to February 5, the United States Senate was paralyzed by the House Democrats and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi with this outrageous impeachment trial where the senators had to sit on their hands and shut their mouths and couldn't pass a bill to increase funding. They say they want more funding. They couldn't do it. They couldn't hold hearings on the coronavirus. They couldn't do anything because Pelosi and Schumer shut down the Congress. They don't want to talk about that, do they? Now, the Democrats, they go to the microphone and they attack. Not just the president, the professionals, the CDC, the NIH, the HHS. They don't know anything. What is their plan? What the Schumer, Pelosi, Sanders, Biden, Buttigieg, Warren, Klobu, whatever? What are their plans? Well, they have great plans for containment, open borders, eliminate ICE, no vetting of foreigners, sanctuary cities, naturalize and destroy the greatest healthcare system on the face of the earth. Destroy our pharmaceutical companies that will come up with the solutions. The solutions won't be in any of Bernie Sanders' favorite communist regimes. They won't from the Scandinavian companies. They'll come from us. They'll come from capitalism. What do they support? Massive taxes. What is their containment plan? They have no containment plan. What is their vaccination development plan? They have no vaccination development plan. Meanwhile, they attack the President of the United States. The answers won't come from the liberals and the Democrats, which is why they attack. Something shocking happened the other day, Sean Hannity. There was an AP fact check. The National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention they say are not suffering from budget cuts that never took effect. Yet you listen to Schumer. He wants $8.5 billion. For what? He can't even tell you, Dr. Schumer. Indeed. They say the money the government that sees detect its first half the fight the latest outbreak was a congressional fund created for health emergencies in the past. Some public health experts say a bigger concern that White House budgets is the steady erosion of a CDC grant program for state and local public health emergency preparedness. You know what happened? They cut it. Past Congresses, before this president even took office. They say the broader point about there being nobody here in charge. I've been hearing Pelosi say that to coordinate the response sell short what's in place. They have a whole system in place. A pandemic system in place that automatically triggers. They have an automatic system in place. The president doesn't have to trigger it. It's at work right now. And you have independent health authorities like John Auerbach, president of Nonpartisan Trust for Americans Health, says, we haven't cut the senior experts in the government who know how to deal with this stuff. We haven't cut any budgets. They're plugging along. They're doing an excellent job. You know who is not doing an excellent job? The Democrats, Pelosi, and Schumer. If we got rid of them, the country would be advancing in many, many ways. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.